there was a Roman emperor by the name of Hadrian, who he was not exactly a nice person, and he did not like Jewish people. So the one thing he didn't like to do was he liked to make nasty decrees, and especially against Jewish people, and especially against mitzvahs. And he would say, hey, I am the greatest and smartest person who ever existed, and I don't keep mitzvahs, I don't keep that Torah, so you don't need to do it either, and don't do it. What Hashem said, so no, just listen to me, don't listen to anyone else. That's how this not nice king would speak. So even though he did not like the Jewish people too much, and he didn't like the Torah, but he used to always call over one of the big Jewish sages by the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, because he knew this sage, and he spoke to him, was extremely wise. So he respected him, and he never hurt him, because he respected him, he's very wise. Okay, you need to say things I don't like, you say I'm wrong, fine. You gotta say whatever you want, I just want someone smart to speak to. So again, he didn't like Jewish people, but he knew the sage was so wise. Okay, I'm never gonna hurt you, just talk. I want to talk to someone smart. So one day, this meanie king, what is he doing at the time? He's bored. He's thinking, what else could I do that's mean? Until he's thinking, maybe I could find a way to prove this Yiddish, the Jewish sage, wrong. And he started looking through the Jewish books. And he's looking through the book of Koheles, which is one of the Sfarim. It was actually written by Shlomo Melech. And he looked at something, he found something. Ah, I got it. Okay, go call the Jewish sage. Tell him to come here. And the Yiddish sage was early in the morning, but the king calls you to come. You know, you gotta listen. You can't say no to the king. So he came, and the king was there all excited, all happy, and says, ha! This time, Yavir Yeshua, you're not gonna find an answer for my arguments. You're not gonna prove me wrong. You're gonna have to admit I'm right. Let me show you. You're gonna have to agree that I, King Hadrian, I'm greater than your teacher, Moshe! Moshe Rabbeinu! So Yeshua didn't know what exactly he's referring to. What do you mean, why are you greater than Moshe? So he said, why do you think that? Ha! Because I'm alive and Moshe's not. And it says in your book that a live dog is better than a dead lion. The lion might be stronger, but not when it's dead. So I'm alive and he's not, so I'm better. So I tell you that you should no longer listen to anything Moshe tells you, Moshe Rabbeinu from that Torah. Instead, only listen to me. And I say, you just bow to my idols and don't keep the Torah anymore. So, see, even Shlomo Melech says, I'm better than Moshe and you have to listen to me. So this Rabbi Yeshua realized the emperor was trying to make another one of his silly arguments to try to force the Jews not to keep the Torah. And you'll say, everyone has to listen to me. I see about idols. Don't be Jewish anymore. So instead of arguing with the emperor, he said, emperor, can you make a decree that for 3 days in the city of Rome, no one should light a fire? So the emperor laughed. Ha! Of course I can do that. Nothing simpler than that. I have the power to do that. So right away, he called the messengers and they went to the city. By order of the emperor, no one's allowed to light any fire for 3 days. And you can't even leave a fire burning. Any fire, put out. Anybody who goes against the decree of the emperor is going to be punished. And people heard this new decree of the emperor. Oh no. Nowadays people don't care so much about lighting fires because you have heating, you have light. But then, no fire means you can't light a candle. You can't warm up your house. You can't cook any food. Oh no. Another silly decree of this king who thinks he knows it all, but no one wanted to go against the king because they didn't want the king to punish them. So that same day, a little later, the king called Yeshua back and said, you see, I made a decree and everyone listened. You see how powerful I am, the king? So Yeshua said, very good, nice. Your Majesty, but maybe it's too warm in this room. Let's go upstairs on the roof, and we'll continue talking over there. Okay, let's go upstairs. He went up on top of the palace, where there you could see very far. You could see the whole city. And he looked, and he saw smoke coming out of a chimney of a house. And if there's smoke, there has to be fire. So he turned, Rabbi Yeshua turned to the king and said, Your Majesty, why is there smoke over there? Didn't you make a decree that, no one's allowed to make a fire? It's not even one day yet. And there's already smoke. So the king was a little embarrassed, but he had an excuse. That's different. I know about it. That's one of my ministers. And they called for the doctor because he didn't feel well. And the minister has a cold. He needs to have hot drinks. So I'm sure it'll be okay. So Rabbi Yeshua asked the king, did they ask your permission before they light the fire? No, they didn't ask permission. But if they would have asked, I probably would have given it. And anyways, this minister is used to, living a very fancy life. He doesn't have to want to be cold. I would have let him. Okay, fine. They continue walking, and they went to the other side of the roof of the palace. And again, Rabbi Yeshua saw some more smoke coming up from another chimney, from another house. And he said, what happened over there? I see some smoke over there. Is there a fire there also? So this time the king was more embarrassed. I know about that also. One of my ministers, one of the governors got sick, and they had to heat up some water for him. Huh. Did you tell them they're allowed to light fires if they get sick? He didn't really have an answer. He didn't say you're allowed to light a fire if you need to, if you're sick, or if my ministers. Uh-huh. So, Your Majesty, how do you think you're better than Moshe? Our teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Torah, it says, you shall not light fire on the day of Shabbos. Now, since Moshe said that many, many, many years ago, do you think we Jews light fire on Shabbos? Unless it's a case of Bekuach Nefesh, where life is in danger, where the Torah says you should in the case of a danger. You're supposed to. Here, the king, you didn't tell him, well, if you're not feeling well, if you're sick, if you need hot water, you can do it. You didn't tell him that. You didn't change the rule. You said, don't light any fires. And here, your ministers are the ones who lit the fires. Other people can't. Where did that come from? We don't change the laws for ministers, these type of people. Your ministers went against your command, even though you didn't tell them they're allowed to. They just figured, yeah, we think we could do it. Us, Moshe Rabbeinu, many, many thousand years ago, taught us the Torah. I said, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to light a fire. And we listened to what Moshe says. So how are you better than Moshe? You, on the first day, you made the decree. It didn't even last. So the emperor was angry that Rabbi Yeshua proved him wrong. He wanted to show if he's right, and he's better than Moshe, so he'd listen to me. But he had to admit Rabbi Yeshua was right. And he didn't have the excuse, didn't have the chance to make more nasty decrees against the Jews. And again, he didn't harm Rabbi Yeshua because he liked him, he's so smart. He wanted a smart person always to talk to. So, okay, you won. Fine. He wants to talk to him again the next day or something else. But he proved that Moshe Rabbeinu was for sure greater. And we listened to the Torah.